Oh, it was awesome to get back out there, you know, with the team and move around a little bit. You know, it's always fun. You know, you always appreciate things when it's taken away from you. So, you know, I thought I enjoyed practice and like being out there with my teammates, you know, getting better before I was hurt. And now that I get a chance to get back out there, you just continue to appreciate it more and more.
Do you have a timetable where you hope to be in position to give Hugh and the organization a decision to make when you know, can be ready to actually go out and play?
Well, I mean, we're all on the same timetable. It's just about making sure I'm you know, healthy. Not healthy enough, you know, not almost there, just healthy. And can go out there and play, you know, and help this team win games. So I'm on the same page as Coach, Sash, the doctors, the trainers, united front in that. And, you know, I'm just the happiest guy in the building today. There'll be a lot of happy guys tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving. But today I think I'm the happiest guy in the building.
Robert, you said you got one more test to go through to make sure before you get cleared for contact. Right. When is that going to be and what does that entail?
You know, I can't tell you when it's going to be, but it's just going to be a matter of if my bone's healed or not. And, that's nothing that I can really control. I make sure I don't do anything stupid. And, you know, just go out, practice, do what they ask me to do, and let God take care of the rest. And,
do you have any pain in there at all now? Or?
I don't think anybody's not in pain at this time of the season. So I just want to go out and be able to be healthy and help this team win games. And like I said, today was fun just to get back out there. And, you know, I think guys could feel the energy coming from me at least. I'm like a little kid out there with fresh legs, so. They're probably all telling me to slow down.
Robert, if, you know, some people might look out there and see how the quarterbacks have been getting hit and wonder, you know, should you play or, you know, do you really want to play behind a protection that just isn't enough part right now?
You know, I know those guys up front are working their tails off to improve everything. And we're working our tails off to make sure we get the ball out on time. It's not any one person's fault as to why guys are getting hit or not getting hit. And that's the approach you have to take towards it. So for me as a player, my job is to play. My job isn't to you know, speculate or second guess. My job is to go out there and play. And everyone else's job is to, you know, say, hey, you can play, you can't play. And if my shoulder's not ready to go, then it's not ready to go. But, you know, obviously I want to play. I don't think there's anybody that's ever played football at this level that's going to tell you they don't want to play because of any certain reason. So, you know, I'm excited. Like I said, happiest guy in the building.
You are human, though. Mm-hmm. What's going through your mind, though, when you're standing on the sideline in these games and you're seeing the shots that Josh takes and Cody has taken? And I think there's been a dozen different switches out of quarterbacks this year, either because of injury or, you know, the coach made a decision. I mean, what are you thinking when you're on the sidelines and you're watching, you know, those guys take the violent hits that we've seen them take this year?
Well, I mean, we're all just, you know, trying to go out there and help the team win. You know, Josh thought he was Barry Sanders for a second there. And he got hit so hard. Oh, my gosh. He got hit so hard. But, you know, it's football. And I know those guys are trying to win. That's the only reason Josh, you know, went back out there. You know, against Baltimore, it's the only reason that, you know, I've been fighting so hard to get back since the Philly game. It's the only reason that Cody has come back, you know, from his concussion and, you know, whatever is going on with him right now. We all want to win games, and everybody in this locker room wants to win. So we know our record. Like I said before, no one in this locker room or in the front office deserves the record that we have. We've worked too hard for that. So I commend those guys for going out there and putting it on the line every week. You know, we've all given something, and it's not just the quarterbacks. The offensive line has given something, the running backs, the wideouts, our defense. So I just really want to be able to help a little bit more by playing and help this team get not just one win, but a couple wins.
They have a 21-day window here
right
before they make a decision. Is it your expectation you'll be in the field under center playing before the season ends?
I mean, you have to prepare that way. You know, so I feel like I've done everything that I can up to this point. Now getting back on the practice field, it's just about getting in rhythm and getting on time with the guys. So my expectation is whatever the doctors say, whatever coach says, I'm 100% on board with them.
How mentally challenging is it? I mean, the durability issue has kind of dogged you a little bit, and there's only so much you can do when your body breaks down. How tough is that to overcome?
You just don't pay it any mind, pay it any attention. If you step out there on the field and you're thinking about not getting hurt, then you're going to get hurt. So I never take that approach to it. I advise anybody that's playing, that's ever come back from an injury, to never take that approach. You know, you can't, some things you just can't control. I can't control what happened in the Philly game, you know, with the guy getting a direct hit on my shoulder as I'm trying to go out of bounds. I can't control that anymore here, you know, sitting here today back practicing. So you just got to go out and play to the fullest every time you get a chance. And I feel like, you know, it's a beautiful game, and sometimes it can get a little ugly.
Starter, to be Browns quarterback in the future, can you still be that guy?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I have the confidence in that. I think, you know, I can't speak for Coach or anyone else, but, you know, they've expressed that to me. You know, so I still feel I can be the guy for this team, for this organization. And, you know, I look forward to going out and proving it.
When you found out you were practicing today, did it almost feel like your first day in the NFL again or something?
No, I didn't hear anything, so I'm like, you know, I guess I'm not practicing today. I came in the building, and, you know, Coach kind of told me, hey, you're practicing today. So I was excited about that. You know, I talked to him last week, but I hadn't heard anything. So I was speculating just like you guys were. I thought I was going to see it on the ticker. And I came in the building kind of not knowing what to expect, and put my shoulder pads on and went out and ran around like a little kid.
Have they told you recently that they still, hey, Robert, you're still in the mix, we still want you to go out and show us what you can do, and you're still in our plans? Or?
I mean, I don't think they have to tell me that. You know, I just go out, do my job. My job is to come to work every single day, help this team win games, and get back out on the field and try to make that happen. So I just focus on doing my job and know what I can control and what I can't control and move on from there.
Are you worried about those durability concerns that Tom mentioned? Was going to weigh into their decision about you in the future?
I'm 26 years old, man. I'm not 45. I got a lot of years of football left, and, you know, I'm real, you know, grateful. You know, it's Thanksgiving. It's a time to give thanks, and I'm thankful for, you know, having the ability to have so much experience in the league, good and bad, up to this point at 26 years old, you know, being in multiple offensive systems, and just it's all a learning process. So as far as the durability goes, I'm still young. I'm still a kid, and I look forward to having a long career. And I know it's going to take a lot of hard work, a lot of determination, and I'm willing to do it. I'm not afraid of hard work.
Hey, you think you didn't play last year because of coach's choice. This year you've had an injury. So it's like one game in like 30 months.
Right.
Your skills that you rode, just the mental skills for this position at this level, you rode by not playing?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, I think I proved that throughout the preseason after not playing an entire year. And then, you know, a lot of this game is mental. And you have to make sure you're mentally sharp and stay in it. You know, so I'm thankful to the coaches and the players that have helped me, you know, along the process of staying involved in the game plan, and coach allowing me to give suggestions on game day. Those things help, because when you step out on the field, if your mind is right, your body will follow you. Your talent will show for itself. So I don't think those skills erode at all. It's not a if you don't use it, you lose it kind of situation.
After the opener, I remember you saying that you felt, you know, that you were playing better than you ever had.
Right.
Did that feeling kind of carry you through this time?
Oh, no doubt. You know, I think experiencing that little bit of success and just the feel of the game in the first game have helped me with my mental process of knowing that, you know, I know I can play at an extremely high level. You know, I can do the things that a lot of people said I can't do. And I just got to continue to go out and try to prove that. But, you know, I wouldn't want to do it anywhere else but here with these guys, because I know how hard they work. And I see it every single day. And, you know, that's something special. And I know 0-11 isn't anything special, and, you know, everyone's going to look at that. But the guys in this locker room have a special quality, and we got to make sure we go out and prove it the rest of this year and then moving on to the future.
I think some guys would look at, you know, if you miss double-digit games, look at it like a wasted season. If you can meet your goal of coming back and even helping win multiple games, do you think it could be salvaged for yourself at all?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, I don't think you can't look at it that way. You got to just, you know, play with the cards that you're dealt. And this year I was dealt an injury early in the year. And if I can come back and play later this year, then I'm extremely excited about that. You know, it's a privilege to play in the league. So you can't look at it as a wasted year, like you're going to have another opportunity by the snap of your fingers. It doesn't happen like that. So you got to, you know, appreciate every single thing that you get. And if I get an opportunity to play later this year, I'll be extremely excited and happy about that.
Are you determined? They've got two first-round picks. Are you determined to show them that they don't need to go out and take a quarterback?
I mean, that's not my decision. You know, I can go out and play or not play, and they can make that decision. And, you know, like I said, I want to be here. I want to be here. I want to play. I want to help this team win. Whatever they do next year, that's up to them. And I can't focus on that because I can't control that. I don't pick anybody.
We got to wrap your role of support. Did you pull Josh aside and advise him he's not very senior?
Oh, man, I'm hurting for him on that hit. I mean, he got hit by a truck, but he's doing fine. He's a tough guy, man. He's a real tough guy. And, you know, he's got to always – anytime you start juking sideways, you got to have Barry Sanders-like speed. And Josh had that when he came out. He had that when he came out.